BK, signing on mobile. Can I get a copy?
4 BAS.
Sir, I'll be out and out, just trying to see if I've got good signal.
K4 BAS.
That's mobile, listening.
And mobile.
4ULP, monitoring.
K4 BAS, good afternoon. Name is Alex, and we're requesting.
4ULP, I am Alexander, and how are you today?
Good, yeah, doing well. Out driving between Clemson and Seneca now. Head over to the parents for dinner, and trying to keep my eyes toward the sky and see what the weather's going to do, I guess. How about yourself?
Kind of hoping for the snow, but, so what is your call sign again?
24 Bravo Alpha November.
But I don't think I have got you in my logbook, so let me find a pencil and then I can do that here.
Good, yeah, I don't think I'm speaking with you either. Yeah, very good.
So how long have you had your call sign?
So I got when I was 14 and I'm 38 now, so is that 24 years, I guess?
13, well, I got my license when I was 13 and just about had it for a month and a half now, or 2 months, somewhere around there. Actually, I think it's actually about 1 month.
Yeah, I got mine at 14, but yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's, ham radio definitely started me down the path of electronics interest and other things. So, yeah, what motivated you to get your license?
Yes, my radio license, and I got a solder from another operator, so, you know, I'm going to probably, you know, buy, like, a little solder kit and learn how to solder a little bit more better.
That's great. Yeah, that's good. So what are you building? Is there anything particular?
I have my own kit that's pretty cheap that I can just start with. It's like a two-tone European siren that you can build with like a circuit board and everything, like solder everything on it. So it's cheap, and I'll just probably start with that. And today I tried out my solder just to make a little connection with a wire, but the batteries didn't seem that I connected the wire to, so it didn't really work. Well, it would have worked probably if the batteries were charged.
Yeah, K4BAN. Yeah, I used to do the same. Actually, I was about 14 or 13 myself, so yeah, I understand. That's to the point my dad got sick of me going around the house finding old electronics that they weren't using and taking them apart. So I probably still have parts from when I took them off boards back in the day I've never used.
A little bit collecting of wires from around the house, and sadly I could not find anything to solder. Besides that one thing that I did, which only took about 30 seconds.
It's a pretty neat little, it's on Amazon, it's called an LED Christmas light, a Christmas tree you can buy, and it's got multicolored LEDs on it. And it's a nice little kit to learn how to solder. And I think it's like $8 or $10. I looked at it myself just for fun, but there's two different versions. Make sure you get the one that can be powered. I think it can be powered with AA batteries or a USB port, so that'll save you some money on batteries if you just plug it to a USB charger.
I was browsing for your soldering kits, and I saw that one, but, it's not Christmas just passed. I don't know, maybe I'll make it maybe next year close to Christmas, but, yeah. So I just picked that one because it said it was, like, the lowest price out there, or one of the lowest price that they had, so, you know, just so I can learn.
I got started on kits you could buy at Radio Shack back in the day when that was a thing. The internet was not around as much, so we had to, actually had to go into stores. But now you can buy stuff that's actually just as cheap, if not cheaper, than back in the day when I bought it. So it's definitely gotten a lot easier to get into it.
So what is your call sign again?
4 Bravo Alpha November, K4BAN.
K4BAN. am I correct? Okay, then. It's been a while since I've had a new contact, so, you know, after you get on the repeater, you pretty much repeat a lot of contacts.
I listen a lot. Sometimes I'll check into the net at 9 o'clock, but it's been probably a few weeks, if not a month, since I checked in. So usually I'm in bed by 9 o'clock, so I don't get to check into the net.
Hey, I'm in bed by 9 o'clock, so, you know, during Christmas break, I checked in as much as I could, but normally my mom doesn't let me stay up that late.
Yeah, I'd stay up later, but I've gotten where I can get up and try to get started with work around 5 in the morning, so I have to get to bed around 9 and get 8 hours. Well, that's good. So are you just doing VHF, UHF, or are you doing the HF stuff too?
Well, yeah, I got a 10-meter antenna up for HF, and I have an HF rig here, and I've tried to call CQ on HF, but I haven't got anybody yet.
I'm up here in Oconee County that does a 10-meter net. I forget the frequency. If you just search on Facebook, if you have that, or you can find it. But or when I get stopped up here, I can tell you. It's on Sunday evenings. I think it's at 7 or 8. I don't remember. But they do a net up here, so you might be able to hear some of those folks since they're in the upstate.
Hopefully I'll be able to tune into it because for voice, I'm only limited on 10 meters to 28.300 megahertz to 28.500 megahertz. So if it's within that range, I can get on the net.
What kind of 10-meter radio did you get?
So we have a 10 meter. It does like 80 and 40, 30, but it's a classic 10 tech radio.
Those are good radios. I've seen a few of them around, and funny story, I used to actually work for a guy. His dad founded Tentec, him and another guy. He was from Tennessee, and we were talking about ham radio one day, and, you know, we were talking about Tentec, and he said, oh, yeah, well, my dad was the co-founder of that company.
Pretty neat. Well, I've heard that they went out of business and are no longer making radio, sadly, though.
That they got technically, I guess, acquired by Ameritron or somebody, and then maybe that's all part of MFJ now. I forget how it all happened, but yeah, they sold. I think, as you could imagine, the business. I think the two guys or one of the two guys was still running it to the day they sold it.
It's been a pretty good radio, and hopefully I'll be able to get somebody on the air on 10 meters here shortly.
Get up that net frequency and that time. I know it's Sunday evening, so let me check it out. I'll be right back. K4BAN.
This is KO4ULP, and I'll be standing by.
KD2BNG. Yeah, I remember when Radio Shack used to actually have bins of parts on the wall. You know, every wall of the place would be covered with drawers. So you can generally go in there with a schematic and go around all the parts bins and build everything you need to build out of Radio Shack. And at the Radio Shack going out of business sale, you know, most of them are gone. I think I got a bunch of those little kits that you mentioned, or that the other operator mentioned. You know, little snap together and solder together things. Pretty much just to practice soldering. There was a little audio amp kit. There was some kind of digital dice kit. A couple of others. I just bought them just to have them. But one of the things, I was never particularly good at electronic soldering. But one of the things that helps me is to actually do it incorrectly is put a drop of solder on the iron, and then from the iron, put it on the joint and on the component, which is not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to take the tip of the iron and simultaneously heat the lead of the component and heat the circuit board, and then just take the little wire of solder and just touch it to that, let the solder flow into the joint. But sometimes it's easier just to say, okay, and put a drop of solder on the iron, and then hopefully it, you know, touch it to the lead of the component lead in the board and have it sort of flow in. And the key to that, unfortunately, was lead solder, which you can't easily get anymore. 60-40 lead solder flows better than the environmentally friendly solder, which is mostly tin. Tin and a tiny bit of copper.
QLP. Yeah, I've kind of learned that same way, to kind of have your joints and kind of have your iron and then put like a little bit kind of solder on the iron and like touch the iron to like at the, like above the wire that you're going to solder, then like feed in the wire to the solder and, you know, like get all the solder on the wire.
I got that frequency if you're ready to copy K4BA.
I have my paper and I'm ready to copy.
28340, 28.34, and it's on Sunday night at 7:30, local time.
Well, if it's at 7:30, I should be able to check onto that net, and hopefully I'll be able to get on HF.
OBAM, very good. Yeah, it's always in the silver solder, the lead free is really bad for making something called tin whiskers, which is where the solder will separate in certain conditions and actually create short circuits in the... I don't know if that's as prominent as it used to be, but I think they've changed the composition. But yeah, the lead stuff melts a lot better. K4BAM, just don't lick your fingers when you use it.
Around on, you know, soldering. I have a friend who did soldering, you know, he kind of walked me and my brother through how to do it, so, you know, hopefully I'll be able to do it correctly and make something that works.
Do I have... As I said, I never got that good at electronic soldering, and when it comes to, you know, I'm talking about through-hole components. When it comes to stuff like surface mount soldering, I don't even know if I want to bother. But it takes practice, like most other things. I suppose I can practice with bits of old wire and bits of old circuit boards and probably get a lot better at it. I could probably even do the same with plumbing soldering and get a bunch of old copper pipes and a bunch of plumbing solder and a bunch of junk copper tubing and give me a week or so and I'll figure out how to solder plumbing joints, you know, which involves a propane or map gas torch and generally a lot more higher temperatures. But, yeah, it's a bit of an art.
And the problem with plumbing is you got to get the water out, or at least some of it out, so you can heat it up. That was always the pain with me, which somebody told me the key to that is to take a piece of bread and slide inside the pipe, displace the water, and make sure you get the bread back out.
To learn the skill of soldering and, you know, learn more about how electronics and, you know, what is the reason. You know, like, expand my knowledge of, there's just so many things I can learn from it.
Do I have it? So what you can learn with this hobby, because it brings in all these other disciplines, you know, math, physics, electronics, you know, how to build things, how to, diagnose and troubleshoot and repair electronic circuits. Adjunct to the hobby itself, there's all these other fields you can get into. RF design, antenna design. Antenna design's kind of another black art. You know, radio waves propagate in ways that probably even Maxwell didn't predict. So, there's hams out there that are like master antenna designers. There's others that are master electrical assemblers or electronic designers, or even, you know, master computer programmers or embedded system programmers. That would be, like, more my category. But, you know, it's a hobby that touches on so many other fields that whatever you decide to pursue, and, you know, even all the different modes of transmission itself, HF, UHF, VHF, satellite gets interesting, you know, it's various, all these digital modes. You've even got modes like EME, bounce a signal off the moon and retrieve it, you know, halfway around the world, things like that. So, if I had a STEM-oriented person and I wanted to introduce them to a good hobby, which would, or her, I've seen a lot of good female engineers, introduce her to a good hobby that would bring all these other things into play. This is one of the hobbies I'd suggest.
Well, I'm destinated, so it's good talking with both of y'all. Hope you have a good rest of your evening. Maybe we'll catch you depart here in about an hour or two. 7-3, see y'all later. K4BAN.
On 10 meters now, ND7J.
K4UL, PF station ID. Yes, I am on 10 meters.
Frequency, are you on?
I can be on frequency for voice between 28.330 through 28.500.
So why don't you dial over to 28400? We'll see if you can hear me.
Do.
And give me your call sign again. I want to see where to point my beam real quick.
So Oscar 4, Uniform Lima Papa, K-O-4-U-L-P.
Just a minute, and I'm going to give me a second here.
Go get a Slurpee and drive home and cook dinner. So you all have a good one, 73s.
Alexander, what did I tell you, 28400?
And, as soon as you're ready, let me know.
Hold on a second.
Then I'll be clear on this repeater, and I'll be waiting for you on HF, K-O-4-Q-L-P, and I'll be clear, but if it doesn't work, I'll be waiting for you.
You're copying me, I'm not sure. You might want to try and transmit. I'll see if I can hear you.
Q-L-P. I am not copying, but I'll try transmitting. Is this your call sign?
Delta 7 Japan, November Delta 7 Japan. Kilo Oscar 4, United Lima Papa. Please copy November Delta 7 Japan.
I quite didn't get that. Let me grab a piece of paper and write it down.
Next, November Delta 7 Japan. I'm on two radios. The HF radio is on my headset, so I got to keep taking them on and off.
November Delta 7 Japan, ND7J, correct?
Roger, roger, that is correct.
I'm calling you on HF now. LP.
I'll call you if I can hear you. I'm not hearing you. I don't know if you're hearing me, Alexander.
I'm not hearing you on HF, and, it's... wouldn't it be that we'd be too close together, or did I set up my antenna wrong?
No, I would suspect we're probably too close together, number one, and 10 meters is not the best band right at this time. Propagation on 10, it's not all that great. I have made zero contacts this year on 10 meters, just to give you an idea.
Well, I probably... Hopefully, I'll just get somebody on 10 meters to play around with HF with, but until I can get my general.
Yeah, and I got a feeling you're going to have your general before we know it. So, but definitely keep trying, and I'm going to drop down to 28340 later on tonight, see if I can hear you. But by that time of the evening, it's probably going to be, maybe not going to happen. But anyway, good luck. Keep trying. You're doing good. Have a good evening. I got a couple things I got to do here, and we'll catch you later on. You have a good evening. Kilo Oscar 4, United Lima Papa, November Delta 7, Japan 73.
Three, have a good rest of your day. This is KO4 ULP, and I'll be clear.
4 ULP and 4 WHM.
4 ULP, how are you today?
Doing very good, Alexander. Have you considered playing with DMR radios until you get your general license?
Well, kind of. Because my dad's getting his license. We just need to get time set up for him to take his test, and he's the one interested in the digital mode, so, you know, I'll probably end up playing around with DMR with him.
That would be a good way to go ahead and start talking, you know, to different countries and around the world. You've got the tower there in Greenville, or you could set up a hotspot and you can buy a DMR radio handheld and a hotspot for under $200 and get registered, and you'd be ready to carry on some QSOs all over the place. That's how I got started between my technician and my general license.
Found with Echolink, and you know, talked to Australia, and that's about it. And the United States.
I think is a good option. The DMR gives you a few more ways to communicate. It's just another tool in the toolbox. But if you hadn't thought about it, I just wanted to bring it to mind for you. So anyway, well, I'll get back on the side here. I'm working on my software on my computer, so it's M4WHM. I'll be clear.
7-3, have a good rest of your day. This is KO4 ULP, clear.
4 ULP, AA1RD.
4 ULP, how are you today, Bob?
Great, Alexander. I heard your conversation with the fellow that was trying to talk to you on 10 meters. I wanted you to know that I'm looking at 28.404, and there is a QSO going on at 28.404. It's actually 28.40488, and you might try to tune that in and see if you can hear them. And if you can hear them, then that'll give you confidence that your antenna is working. Now, you can only hear one side of the conversation, probably. But listen a little bit on 28.404.88 and see what you hear. Anyway, good talking to you. Say hi to your brother and your dad for me, and we'll talk later on. There's also another conversation. Hold on a second.
What was that again?
28.404. That's real close to the signal. And just wait for 3 or 4 minutes to see if you hear one side of the conversation. But 28.404.
Well, I have that tuned in, and hopefully I'll hear something.
And there's another conversation also further down the band, probably closer to 28.350. But I'll let you go. See if you can hunt around and hear other people. And if you can, that'll give you a pretty good idea that the antenna's working. Anyway, you take care, my friend. We'll talk again. This is AA1RD. I'll be clear with K04ULP on your final.
7-3, this is KO4 ULP, and I'll be clear.